The meditation program that you are about to hear is a product of Christopher Macklin Ministries. It is highly recommended that you not listen to this program while you are driving. This is a substantially powerful exercise. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or replace any medical treatment programs you may currently be taking part in. Visit ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com for more information.
This is a guided meditation to clear and initiate activation of the pineal gland, which is the third eye. So before we start the meditation, let's get you grounded. I want you to say, I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. And I accept this healing for my highest good. Right, before we begin, let's take 9 deep breaths for relaxation. So I want you to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Second one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Getting more and more relaxed. Third one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Fourth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Fifth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Sixth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Only getting more and more relaxed. Seventh one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Eighth one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Last one, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Before we move forward, we're going to define spirochetes and nanotech. So if you have spirochetes and nanotech, which is HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, or Morgellons, then we're going to use space, time, continuum energy. I call it for short, tachyon energy. If you don't have spirochetes and nanotech replicating in your body, then we are going to use normal energy from the ultimate dimension. So before we move forward, let's remove all remote viewers, which are interdimensional beings watching you. So as I do this, you're going to feel a more grounded place. If you felt discombobulated before and a little bit of anxiety, as these remote viewers move away, you'll feel more grounded and more relaxed. So, dear God, I command that we remove all remote viewers, infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension, and all the beings involved with that manipulation. I bring them before you, God, for justice, in only the way you know how. It's not for us to judge them. Therefore, we're going to release them to you now, God, with unconditional love and forgiveness. Next, I'm going to break all spells, curses, and ancient rituals affecting your life right now. So again, relax and you'll feel the energy change into lightness if you have spells, curses, or ancient rituals affecting your life. So dear God, I command that we remove all spells, curses, and ancient rituals from this person's life right now. Infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension, and all the beings involved with that manipulation, infinite levels wide, infinite levels high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension. I bring them before you, God, for justice in only the way you know how. It's not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you with unconditional love and forgiveness. So feel that energy start to dissipate from your body, and you'll get lighter as those spells, curses, and ancient rituals all start fading away. Now I'm going to put you in a sacred geometric structure bonded into portals. So let's just do that. So ultimate dimension, 8 portals around the person listening to this meditation. Close it off underneath them. Dear God, I command that create 27 esoteric Merkaba fields around that person with their sacral point in the center of the Merkaba fields, bonding the portals to the Merkaba fields. Program with the blueprint of that person's DNA and the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. Next, we're going to remove all negative entities and energies affecting your body now. So the Melchizedek beings are coming through the ultimate dimension and they're going to escort any negative entities out of your body. So if you have an Anunnaki or a draconian reptilian, they tend to sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulder, so you'll feel it drawing out from your torso out through your tummy button, and it's going to go back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. If you have any snake beings, left or right shoulder, left or right breast, left or right hip, it's going to feel like an unravelling as they pull those out. If you have archons, you're just going to feel a wave of energy leave, as archons are energetic interdimensional beings that actually suck and attach to people. And any other first and second dimensional entity, you're just going to feel a lightness come in your body. If you have Luciferians attached to you, again, you're just going to feel a lightness in the area that the Luciferian is attached. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear the abdominal area of any residual vibration left by these entities. So we're putting an esoteric pipe through the tummy button, back around your abdomen. We're going to suck the energy out of the abdomen 3 times. As we suck it out, it's going to get lighter, and probably you'll find your intestines start to gurgle as the vibration stops paralyzing them. So let's suck it out. Second time. And don't forget, the Melchizedek beings are doing this within your sacred geometric structure. Third time. Right, so we're going to send for any, if you've got spirochetes and nanotech, we're going to start with space-time continuum energy or tacking energy within the abdomen. So you'll start to feel electrostatic. It starts off subtle, electrostatic energy. Then it gets stronger. The reason why we use this space-time continuum energy, if we use normal energy, if you've got spirochetes and nanotech, will make you very sick. It's getting stronger and stronger. Then it's going to plateau. It's going to get to a level and sit there. For anyone without spirochetes and nanotech, that's most people on this planet, you're going to start feeling warm, tingly energy within the abdomen. It's going to get stronger and stronger. And it might start to make your intestines start to gurgle as they start rebalancing. Now we're going to comb your meridian structure. The reason why we do this is because people get residual energies stuck in the meridian structure. And so let's comb it out. So the Melchizedek beings are going to take the hands down your body and comb these energies out. So you will feel energetic, angelic hands go down your body, all lighter where we've been. So we're going from your crown, down your face and the back of your head on the left, down your neck, cross your left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're going from your crown, down your face, the back of your head, on the right, down your neck, cross your right shoulder, down your arm. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out through the hip. On the right, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out through the hip. On the left, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, and out through the foot. And on the right, we're going from your hip, down your thigh, over your knee, down your calf, and out through the foot. We're going to take a barrier of energy from head to toe. So the Mekelstep beings have got their arm above your crown with a very thin barrier of energy. They're going to sweep it down. Now we're going to do it 15 times. The quicker you feel it, the more open your meridians are. So it feels like a wave from head to toe. So head to toe, this is 15. 14. 13. 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, don't forget, quicker you feel it, the more open your meridians are and it reactivates them, 4, 3, okay, last one. So if you've got spirochetes and nanotech, we're going to send space-time continuum energy, tachyon energy into your body. Starts off subtle, so it feels very electrostatic-y. Starts off subtle. Then it's going to get stronger. Stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, then it's going to plateau. It's going to get to a level and sit there. So for you guys without spirochetes and nanotech, that's most of people on the planet, we're going to send ultimate dimension, unconditional love of God energy. So it feels very light. So you're going to get light and floaty, warm and tingly, or really relaxed. It's going to get stronger. Stronger and stronger. Once again, it's going to plateau. Then we're going to break all soul ties that are not for your highest good. That's people you've been close to, had sex with. It's really important to, if they're not serving you right now in this journey, then it's important to break it. So, dear God, I grab all the soul ties between the person listening to this meditation and anybody who isn't for their highest good. I'm going to break them now, and I command them to bring the fractals of their soul back, cleanse them, put them back in their body now. So we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love, and so be it. So you should feel a shift in your chest as those fractals come back. Now we are going to send energy from the ultimate dimension into the pineal gland, which is about 2 inches above the brainstem, which is of course called the third eye. So it's going to get strong, warm and tingly. Should be getting stronger and stronger. Warm, tingly. So as we're raising the vibration of the pineal gland higher and higher, we can now send in a team of Melchizedek beings into the pineal gland to start breaking down the calcification around it that has been put there by fluoride. So they're going in now, so within 20 seconds you should start feeling a tugging and pulling sensation in the pineal gland, 2 inches above the brainstem. Now they're going to stay in for 5 minutes. So you should feel the tugging and pulling getting stronger. As they continue to break down the calcification of the pineal gland. We're also going to connect your crown to your higher self. So let's just do that. So we're connecting your crown to your higher self through white, blue, silver and gold light. So you should be able to feel that shift in the crown as that connection brings energy from your higher self into the pineal gland. They're continuing to break it down, so you should be feeling that movement. And you should be feeling the pineal gland, the third eye, more open, little by little. The connection to your higher self should be going stronger. Should still be feeling movement there. The third eye is opening even more. Should be getting lighter and lighter. Probably starting to feel fairly floaty by now. As we keep decalcifying the pineal gland. Still breaking it down, it should be getting lighter and lighter. Lighter and lighter, and you'll still feel that movement with the Melchizedek beings breaking down the calcification around the pineal gland. Should be getting lighter and lighter, and the connection to your higher self will be getting stronger. Now I'm going to ask the Melchizedek beings to remove all conditioning from around the pineal gland so it opens up fully. Dear God and Melchizedek beings, I command remove all the conditioning from the person listening to this meditation right now. We thank you, God, send you unconditional love, so be it. So you should feel a lightness come over. As your pineal gland gets more open and open, when you look outside, if you look at a tree instead of seeing a bush of green, you'll see every single leaf. It'll stand out because you'll see the aura around the leaf. And when you look outside in this third dimensional world, all colours will become really vibrant as you keep running this meditation and open the pineal gland more. So you should still feel the tugging and pulling from the Melchizedek beings. Probably getting more and more spacey as you're connecting more to your higher self. pineal gland is obviously 2 inches above the brainstem, it should be getting lighter and lighter, more tingly. So now I want you to focus and close your eyes and focus on the 3 Merkaba fields around you. And I want you to see them. And now what we're going to do is program them and boost them with energy. As you can see them, these are the ascension vehicles that are around your body. So imagine them there, and they're getting lighter and lighter as the pineal gland starts to open fully and your third eye becomes open because the conditioning's been removed. So as you relax, we're going to say together the prayer protection, just to make sure we get protected from any interdimensional beings during this meditation. After. So I want you to say, Dear God, I command that we create a sphere of ultimate dimension, unconditional love, around me to protect me from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulation, and transmissional frequencies that are not for my highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. So we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love. So be it. So just relax. And let the Mikil's dead beings keep their work. And we thank you, God, for this meditation and send you our unconditional love. So be it.